Every Sunday at this time, the Coca-Cola Company presents the Spike Jonze Show with Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, including Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Gass. Today's special guests are the lovely Warner Brothers star, Janice Page, and the nation's new singing favorite, Eddie Arnold. Today we're coming to you from romantic New Orleans. And here they are, the City Slickers and the Iturbi of the auto horn, Spike Jonze, in their version of that great tune about a great town way down yonder in New Orleans.
Will you wait a minute? Hello. Yes, this is Spike Jonze. Well, hello, Mayor Morrison. Yes, I know New Orleans has a symphony orchestra. Would I be interested in a job as conductor? Why, certainly. Goodbye.
Hey, Spike, did the mayor offer you a job as conductor of the New Orleans Symphony?
No, of a streetcar named Desire.
In the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop. I want to give your lady fair a little smile. Stop. You'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. Way down yonder in New Orleans.
Thank you, music lovers. Well, as you know, tonight we're broadcasting from the Grand Ballroom of the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans. And for those of you who have never been here, we're going to take you on a sightseeing tour of the city. We start our tour by visiting the swamps. Here, we're fortunate to overhear two bayous talking to one another.
Hello, how's bayou?
Fine. How's bayou?
Leaving all this muck to mire, we proceed to Canal Street. It is Mardi Gras Day, and we hear the shouts of the thousands of merrymakers.
Hooray!
Our ears deafened by the noise, we decide to cross Canal Street. We have been told that this is the widest business street in the world. And as we reach the other side, we stop in front of a large building and ask a native, what building is this?
The Empire State Building.
But the Empire State Building is in New York.
That just shows you how wide Canal Street is.
Thank you, Banjo Annie. We turn into the Vieux Carré, or French Quarter. And here we listen to a strange mixture of tongues. French being spoken with a southern accent.
Parlez-vous, you all Francais?
Oui, show them. Oui.
Tune in in next week for another episode of Amos and Brandy. As we walk down the narrow street, we pause in front of the old Absent House, built 142 years ago. We marvel at the strength of the walls of the old Absent House. We tap them lightly. As we leave, we make a note to return someday to see the new Absent House. We are now approaching the gayer night spots where we hear real New Orleans Dixieland jazz. We're surprised, for we didn't know that Von Monroe was in town. Now, as we continue through the French Quarter, we see a street minstrel with his guitar.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses.
Hey, wait a minute. You look familiar, aren't you,
Eddie Arnold?
Eddie, I've always wanted to meet you. I know your recordings for RCA Victor have been favorites on the jukeboxes for a long, long time.
Yeah, people seem to kind of go for my records.
They go for my records, too.
People?
No, gophers. But, Eddie, what's your latest hit song?
Well, it's a tune called A Heart Full of Love, and I'm going to sing it for you right now.
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Arnold, his guitar, his beautiful voice, and his bare feet.
Thank you, Sue Face. I traded a heart full of love for a handful of kisses that you were just stolen away. I traded a lifetime of dreams for a few carefree moments that you felt like wasting that day. If I had known you didn't care, I wouldn't be so blue, 'cause I'd have left my heart at home and played the game like you. I'm hoping that you had your fun, 'cause that handful of kisses has broken my trusting heart in two. Known at the time. You had me fooled for a while, 'cause I thought that you meant it when you said that you would be mine. But now that we have said goodbye, I see the light of day. I had a moment's happiness, but what a price to pay. I traded a heart full of love for a handful of kisses that you were just throwing away.
Thank you, Roy Handcuff. And now we'd like to...
Spike!
Professor Fiedelbaum. Professor, have you seen the Vieux Carré yet?
Seen it? I can't even say it.
Professor, don't you know what the Vieux Carré stands for?
On Saturday night, practically anything. Tonight, however, I'm going to sing you a tender ballad entitled Say It Isn't So. Am I on voice? How was that?
Sounds like the Algiers ferry hitting a slip in a fog.
Gee, I didn't think you'd recognize it. But now may I have a downbeat? Say it in salt. So it isn't say. So it isn't say. So it isn't say. Well, who is it if it isn't say? So it isn't say. No. So it with a needle. No, no, no. Sold your old man. Sold American. So what? Sold Romeo. How'd we get into Italy so fast?
Oh, no, no.
I'm off. Maybe I better start again. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, no place that is. Everyone I know, both people, I got friends.
Friends!
Whisper that you're growing tired of me. And I don't blame you a bit. Same silly act over and over again every week. Now I'm changing my act routine, though. Instead of doing one long lousy show, I've broken my act up into a lot of little short stinkers. Yackily, yackily, yow. People say that you found somebody gnu. Gnu, an animal in the zoo. They got a gnu in the zoo, gnu in the zoo. You know, New Orleans Zoo is noted for its pelicans. I suppose you know that. I was at the zoo and I saw an ant running along a pelican's beak. And I said, what are you doing on a pelican's beak? And the ant says, I'm running up a big bill. And it won't be long before you leave me. Say it, Fizzanoo. Have a pot of glue. I've fallen in the stew. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. Whoever wrote this song must be easy to please. That's not all I want to know. I want to know lots of things, like who threw the powder at Mrs. Murphy's chowder? Who tossed cloth at Mrs. Clancy's broth? Or who grappled an apple at Mrs. Dapple's frapple? Don't try to figure that one out. I just made it up so everyone turns around and says, what'd he say? What was that? And what they're saying, say it isn't Joe. No. A mo? No. A flow? No. Whoa. Whoa? Sounds like I'm trying to stop a horse. A horse? And there they go. It's Dr. Bird Bap in front. Little Ad Gate, Beta Theta Pi. And at the wire, it's Life Preserver and Ivory Soap, and it looks like a floato finish. Ha! That's a clean one. A flow. Say it is a horse!
Professor Fiedelbaum, ladies and gentlemen, and if you don't believe your ears, you can see what he looks like along with the rest of us in the current issue of Look Magazine. Now, here is John Kent speaking for the Coca-Cola Company.
After you've been at any job for a while, no matter whether you work with your head or your hands, you need to pause and relax. To make that pause refreshing, Coca-Cola coolers have been installed in factories, offices, and shops. You step up, drop a nickel in the cooler, drink, and go back to work refreshed. For delicious ice-cold Coke brings you the pause that refreshes at work or at play.
Gals I've met, Chloe is the one I can't forget. I've been calling so loud that I'm afraid I blew a fuse in her hearing aid. But I made up my mind if I ever came to New Orleans, I'd find that dame. So the moment that I arrived in town, I went to the French Quarter to track her down. Pardon me, monsieur. Do you know a girl named Chloe?
No, monsieur. The only girl I know is named Suzette. Poor girl, she had a terrible accident. She backed into a revolving electric fan.
What happened?
Crepe Suzette.
Chloe. La, 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 Chloe. arms outstretched. He's crying.
I went to the swamps a little later and had a long talk with an alligator. As alligators go, he was pretty sappy. In fact, this one was really snap-happy. Hey, tell me, are you really an alligator?
Goodness, golly, I didn't throw this tail just for the mighty hurrah. But did you get a bander at my gorgeous wife?
No, where is she?
Well, you know Rapp's luggage store?
Yes.
She's the third bag from the left.
You sure you don't know a girl named Chloe?
Chloe? Never heard of her. The only girls around here are my three glamorous granddaughters. Girls? I'd like you to greet the great Mr. Jones.
Who's so big I want to do? Who's so big I want to do? Who's so big I want to do? And he's had a many times all over this.
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
That was Bill Fatale's All Gill Orchestra.
Black of night, I gotta go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where.
Next, I got a tip that sounded pretty good. To go to an address in her old neighborhood. It was down in that section that I chanced to meet a guy who lived on Chloe's old street. Hey, I understand that you used to live near Chloe. What's your name?
Seymour White.
Well, Seymour, did you say you lived near to Chloe on several different streets?
Yes. First, there was Basin Street.
Yes.
Uh-huh. St. Charles Street?
Yes?
And Canal. But I haven't seen her since.
Can't believe it. After calling your name all these years, at last I found my darling Chloe.
Chloe? I thought you said Schmoe.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is our guest, the singing star of Romance on the High Seas, and one Sunday afternoon, Miss Janice Paige. Janice, we sure look forward to having you on our show. How do you feel about singing with my band?
Well, I don't know, Spike.
You're gonna...
George, if you don't sit down, I'm going to put a flower pot on your head and enter you as a float in the Mardi Gras. Now, Janice, what's the matter? Don't you want to sing with my band?
Well, of course I do, Spike. It's just that I've never sung accompanied by a washboard.
You'll find it very handy.
I will?
Sure. Between courses, I rinse out a few things for you.
Well, you know, Spike, I'll try it. But please, no starch in the stockings. Thanks.
A little bird told me that you love me.
That you love me.
And I believe that it's true. A little bird told me I was fallen.
I was fallen.
Fallen for no one but you. There's no use denying, I might as well confess. Of all the boys I know, dear, sure I love you best. This little bird told me we'd be happy.
We'd be happy.
And I believe that it's true. This little bird told me we'd be married.
We'd be married.
And I believe that it's true. This little bird told me when we marry, we'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. A Great Dane pup, we'll call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace. A goldfish pond and a wishing well. Everything is gonna turn out well. We'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. A Great Dane pup, we'll call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace. A goldfish pond and a wishing well. Everything is gonna turn out well. A little bird told me that we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true. In June it's bound to come true. And now I know that it's true.
See, that was wonderful, Janice. Really wonderful.
Thanks, thanks. You know, I love New Orleans. I wish I'd lived here during those good old Mississippi River showboat days.
Hey, those were really some days, weren't they? All the people used to go down to the docks and you could hear them singing.
Here comes the showboat! Here comes the showboat!
Hey, wait a second. You got an extra pup in there. Friends, the show's about to begin.
Curtain, curtain, curtain going up.
Ah!
Oops, wrong curtain.
Tonight, folks, we're presenting a play about the buccaneering days in old New Orleans called Who Pushed Papa Off the Plank or John's Other Lafitte? Our story opens aboard the pirate ship Paddock. Up on the deck comes Captain Feedlot. He was the backward Lafitte.
Evening, Captain.
I can't stand insubordination. Well, there's quite a wind blowing tonight.
You all... You all.
Seems to be a south wind.
New Orleans, dead ahead, sir.
Haul the main sheet, furl the aft sheet, belay the fore sheet.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
Down to change the bed sheet.
That's the last time I ever make a first mate out of a Hotel Roosevelt chambermaid. Helmsman, I'll take the wheel.
Aye, sir.
Aye? You mean aye, aye. What happened to the other eye?
There's something in it.
All right, men, I'm going ashore. Next time, put up the gangplank. Hey, I feel hungry. Oh, here's an interesting place. a combination voodoo supply house and restaurant. The mumbo jumbo gumbo shop. I'll go in.
Good evening, y'all.
Hey, you're a girl, ain't ya?
Gee, you sea dogs have good eyesight.
Hey, you're pretty good yourself, Miss Janice. How could you tell I was a seafaring man?
Because you're wearing a crawfish in your buttonhole.
That isn't a crawfish, that's my nose. The suit fits me pretty tight. Say, how come a pretty girl like you is working in a restaurant?
Well, sir, I used to be rich. My brother with the two heads used to have a plantation, and
now,
I used to go...
Just a second. Did you say your brother with the two heads had a plantation?
Why are you so surprised? Plenty of people have plantations.
That's logical. Continue.
Well, my brother planted cotton on his plantation, but it didn't grow.
Why not?
Nobody told him you're supposed to take it out of the package first.
I see. So you lost all your money, and now you're a waitress. Girl, I like the cut of your jib.
Thanks, you all.
And your forecastle isn't bad either. How'd you like to marry me and sail the seven seas on the private ship?
Hold on there.
Your voice is changing.
I am Eddie Arnold, the Tennessee Plowboy.
The Tennessee Plowboy, huh? Plowed a pretty straight furrow with him, didn't I?
Now, you look here. This girl belongs to me, and if you try to take her away, I'll turn you over to the police, you nasty pirate, you.
Nobody can talk that way to Captain Feetlaw. Draw your dueling pistol.
No, don't fight over me, little old.
Quiet. We'll stand back to back. I'll count to ten and then we'll turn and fire. You got that straight, plowhead?
Okay.
Plowboy?
You count to ten and then we'll turn and fire.
Right. I'll start. One, two, three, four. Well, that takes care of him.
Captain Feetler.
Oh, come now, Miss Janice. This is
you
serious. I just murdered a man.
But
I murdered Victor's bestseller, ma'am.
But Captain Feetler, you were supposed to count to ten, but you shot him at the count of four.
Why should I wait till the last minute?
This is John Kent speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here is Spike Jones.
Well, I'd like to thank little old Janice Page and wonderful Eddie Arnold for being with us. Next week, our special guests will be Tony Martin and lovely Sid Charisse. So see you then.
Spike Jones and the City Slickers with their musical depreciation review may be seen in person this coming week in Starkville, Mississippi, Montgomery, Alabama, Tampa, Miami, Jacksonville, and Orlando, Florida. Eddie Arnold appeared this evening for the courtesy of the Purina Mills. This is CBS, Jack Benny's radio address, the Columbia Broadcasting System.